4 years ago.
Hey, Zane, it's Pete.
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing great. You sound like you're on top of a mountain. Are you already, have you already run away after this big announcement? Have you gone trekking?
I wish. In the lobby of the hotel, I probably just sound like I need oxygen.
You've been having some fun today, Pete Wentz, and you've been having fun. Don't hold your breath, teasing to the last minute.
I know. I feel like, I'll be honest, I did feel terrible about it.
No, you didn't. You loved it. You loved it.
I felt bad. But that being said, I felt really good that we were able to, like, deliver it the way we wanted. I mean, it was important for us to, like, actually get it out there the way we wanted to.
So how does it feel? Fall Out Boy are back. It's official. You know, my songs, You Know What You Did in the Dark is out. It's online. It's on YouTube. And we're catching up for the first time in a few years. How does it all feel?
It's cool. It's cool kind of be back with each other. And it feels like, I don't know. It feels like catching up with your, like, old, like, school buddies or whatever. But, like, you're back in school again, you know? Saved by the Bell, the college years.
Stay on the line, dude. We're going to turn this into a big Monday night feature interview, and we also have big further news to announce later on in the show, which is exciting for Fall Out Boy fans. But in the meantime, well, my songs Know What You Did in the Dark. Light 'em up. Well, it's famous. BBC Radio 1. Let's go. It's no big surprise, is it? So as you know, earlier on in the show, right at the very top, as far as Radio 1 is concerned, we officially welcome back Fall Out Boy. News is out there now. The band have reformed and we played the brand new song. We have additional news with Pete Wentz on the phone right now. And that is, to cap off what's been a fantastic further announcement for Reading and Leeds 2013, you guys have only gone ahead and booked yourselves for it again. Fall Out Boy for R&L this year. I mean, this is a big thing. This is big for you guys, man, because it's a bit, you know, that's a big festival for you.
Those are probably some of the biggest crowds we played for ever. And I didn't even know if we would ever get a chance to do that again. But to go and do it and take it in will be awesome.
Surely at this point, with shows to play tonight and beyond and albums to come out, to have an event like R&L in the diary, which, like you say, goes beyond size of crowd and even beyond volume or any of that, and actually just, you know, you're talking legacy festivals here. That must be the first proper wave of nerves in a weird way. Real nerves.
Yes, I'm glad we're playing a couple small shows in advance of that. By then, hopefully we'll be able to play all the songs right.
God, I hope not, man, because Fall Out Boy shows should never be perfect. Let's be honest.
It's perfect. Definitely not. That will not be a problem, Zane. That has not changed.
Of course, everybody online now is officially aware the band have regrouped in what's being called the most ridiculous reformation after the most ridiculous non-breakup in the history of ridiculousness. And now it's official that you never broke up in the first place. What was with all the crying and screaming and desperation from fans, and why was it all made into such a big deal if it was never such a big deal?
You know, I don't know. I mean, I think that it depends on the perspective. I mean, for me, when we stopped doing stuff, like, I couldn't picture doing it again. You know, like, I, like, had a hard time with it, and I think I took it the hardest. And then becoming a dad and having a kid and you know, like, doing all that, like, that became what my life was, you know, and I hadn't, like, really thought about it. And, you know, me and Patrick tried to write a couple times. We wrote maybe, like, a year ago, and, like, it just didn't seem right. It felt like these would definitely be, like, lost weekend sessions or whatever. And then maybe about 6 or 7 months ago, Patrick was like, "Let's do it again," you know, or whatever. I was like, "Yeah, I think it'll be like the same kind of thing," or whatever. And then it wasn't. It was like, I was like, "Wow, this music feels new. It feels different. It feels Fall Out Boy, but it feels like what Fall Out Boy needs to be in 2013." And so, like, to me, the music dictated doing it. You know, like, I was like, no one needs to do Fall Out Boy, but we should do it because we want to have fun and do it because we like it.
Am I connecting the dots correctly, Pete, by assuming that, you know, the hiatus, as you guys called it, was spearheaded really by Patrick and perhaps other people, and that you obviously wanted to keep the band moving back in 2009?
I think so, but more in the way that I think I had the hardest time because I really, like, only pictured myself as an adult in Fall Out Boy, and so without that part of, like, my personality, you know, like, it felt like, hey, what do I do? So I got, like, I grew a crazy beard and got real depressed, smashed my face open, got some stitches, got divorced, went through a whole bunch of stuff, you know, and it was a lot. And a hard thing for me also was, like, I didn't have anything to be cathartic about it, you know.
Yes.
Like, I didn't have any place to kind of put that. So, I mean, that's been a big part. A hard thing for me also was, like, I didn't have anything to be cathartic about it, you know.
Yes.
Like, I didn't have any place to kind of put that. So, I mean, that's been a big part of it for me. Like, it's been fun. But yeah, I mean, I think I was the one who had the hardest time letting it go. But then, that being said, I probably was also the one that had the hardest time coming back to it, too.
If the band is back together and you're the one that feels at the time like you're being abandoned somewhat, that there must have been certain trust issues when you got back to start writing and making songs. Like, well, hang on, guys, you know, I had a hard enough time letting this go in the first place.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it was a definitely. Yeah, I mean, that's a good way to put it. But definitely, even more so, I feel like I was kind of like, I needed it to be proved to me. I mean, I think at the end of the day that there's a possibility that I'm like a kind of a fan of Fall Out Boy in general, you know? So like,
it sounds like it.
Like, the songs needed... Yeah, and the songs needed to be there, and, like, they weren't the first time we wrote. Like, I mean, like, when we wrote a couple songs, and it was, like, it was cool, but it just sounded off, and it didn't seem compelling, and, it, you know, we needed more time, you know, and to me, that's what, like, that's where these songs were, and we wrote, like, two songs together, got really excited, let's do this, how are we gonna do this, how are we gonna, like, it was really fragile, you know, like, I think of that a lot of the stuff people were like, well, why didn't you just, you know, announce whatever? I'm like, it's cool, but it was a really fragile thing. We wanted to do it our way. We definitely, like, I thought about how I would, like, if I was a fan of the band, like, how would I want them to come back and do it again? And, like, yeah, that's really what we tried to do.
We're talking to Pete Wentz right now from Fall Out Boy. The news is out there. It's been out for a couple of hours, which is light years in real terms. And we're catching up with Pete about new music and about the future. And you guys aren't mucking around. I mean, you're straight on stage tonight in Chicago, straight to New York, LA, you're heading to London, off to Europe, off to Australia, and your American tour looks like the kind of tour you would have done at the peak of the band last time when you were actually insane.
Yes. Yes. It's all happening.
How does that make you feel, having had time away from Fall Out Boy and having sort of lived a life and being a dad and got your head together and sorted yourself out as a normal human being? I mean, the circus is back in town.
Yeah, I mean, there's aspects of it that are cool. You know, like, I mean, there's a bunch of different aspects of it. Like, you know, like, when we first started rehearsing together, it felt a little bit like a bad Fall Out Boy karaoke band. I was like, you know, we're all, like, a little older and kind of don't really know the songs, you know, or whatever. It was kind of funny. And then it definitely felt like old hat when we were doing it again. But my son's, like, he's been to Fall Out Boy shows before. For me, I was definitely, like, the most selfish 20-year-old, you know, through my 20s that there was. And I think that I needed a shift in perspective, mm-hmm. and mine definitely came from having Bob.
Look, all things for a reason, man. You know, being a father, as we both know, being a parent and being in that situation, everything that comes with it is the greatest gift you can be given in life. And, you know, and I think for you to have a second round with your band and get back out there with your boys, I think your fans feel pretty stoked about this.
Definitely.
You know, there's a new album called Save Rock and Roll. The title is... Well, it would have been tongue-in-cheek, but it's actually kind of important right now. It's out May 6th and 7th. I mean, just talk us through the thinking behind the album title, because there's always been a bit of humor in what you guys do, as we all know.
I mean, there's a song on the album that's going to be called Save Rock and Roll, and it definitely, like, there's an ironic part to it. You know, there's a part to it where it's like, what's the worst thing anyone's going to say about us? Like, oh, this music's bad, like, terrible, like, they're not even a rock band or whatever. So, like, why not just call the album Save Rock and Roll? Because that'll, you know, like, that silences it right away.
It will defuse it immediately.
Yeah, but on top of that, I mean, I really do feel like if rock and roll is an attitude and is dangerous and is, like, pop radio could use that right now, pop culture could use that. I mean, and it blows my mind, and I love seeing it when it happens, but, like, it needs to happen more.
It would be one of the most glaring omissions in live music touring history for a band to return like that and not come out here and play shows. You know, it's funny because you talk a little bit about coming up, you know, in bands that you didn't feel particularly were necessarily that, you know, professionally driven, like, yeah, we're going to go out there. And, you know, and I've always thought there's been an underlying essence of punk rock and Fall Out Boy, you know, what you guys, at least certainly in attitude. And, but yet you became a massive part of the machine and a huge part of what made it turn for quite some time. I mean, with a bit of perspective, that must have seemed even more surreal once you walked away from it, thinking where you came from, where you ended up.
Yeah, I mean, it was crazy. Like, looking back, it was like, oh, we played the president for Obama's first inauguration. Like, all this stuff, it happens in, like, such a blur, and you're so jet-lagged, and it's such a haze, like, as you know, that, like, I, like, didn't even... I need somebody to jostle my memory and, like, that we did all these things, you know? And then, like, 4 years now, like, you know, the 4 years that we had off or whatever, like, that's like a lifetime, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, you know, like, now when I'm going to the airport and someone comes up to me and is like, I saw your band when, you know, like, I was into your band when I was 12. Like, how old are you? Like, 25? That blows my mind, you know? Like, it's kind of crazy. And, like, hopefully we'll have a chance to speak to, like, a new generation of kids, you know? Like, that's what's important to me.
Are you on Twitter, man? You all over it?
I am.
Well, then you're already speaking to them, bro. You're already speaking to
them. The new voice of the generation.
You guys could have formed and not even gone through the awkwardness of touring and records and all that. You could have formed on Twitter, man. Just kept it nice and cyber.
I follow you on Twitter.
I'm going to start following you on Twitter, but you got it, man. You got to tell everybody about...
It's all goofy stuff. Nothing important ever.
Perfect. I love it. Hey, Pete, it's really good to hear your voice, and it's great to talk to you about Fall Out Boy. And, we've always loved playing your records on our show. And this has been, great news for everybody. And I'm really glad to hear you sound, you sound really well and really together as well, man. Not to sound patronizing, but you know what I'm saying?
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.